This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa. And you know, Rob Druitt is here because he just moved the microphone up and down. Tremendous noise came through your radio set, folks. How are you, mate?
I think I know what I was doing after 6 years here. No idea. No. Fabulous. Very good.
That's good.
Couldn't be better. Well, I suppose it could be if the market picked up a little bit, but hey, it's okay.
Any signs there?
No, look, it's funny. I was just talking to our esteemed guest who we'll introduce very shortly
Mr.
on the way.
Mr.
Esteem. And it's very patchy out there. Last night I got a sale away for an auction that we're going to do today. Fabulous price for sellers, buyers happy. So it's patchy, good quality property, well-priced, it'll sell for sure. Mm. But if you're a little bit over the market, well, it's going to sit there for a while. But the buyers are certainly out there. They want to transact. They just want a little bit more value in the market now.
Hmm, fair enough. And if they have any legal wranglings that they're involved with, we've got just the man to sort them out. And we love having him on the show, and he does grace us with his presence. Never said no, I don't think, this bloke.
No.
Never, never.
Typical lawyer.
Not really, because we're not paying him.
Oh, no, he gets a coffee.
Just wait.
A coffee.
I want you to know the hell I went through to get you your coffee.
Exactly. Today. It wasn't easy today, was it? Did they want to sell you the coffees, or what was going on?
No, they had a convention, they said. That's why I always phone my order through, you see.
They were under the pump.
And they didn't answer the phone. I said, well, disconnect your line if you're not going to answer it, and give me my coffees quick.
You're a VIP customer.
So I've got Paul Donovan waiting for a coffee, and he gets very angry if he doesn't get his flat line.
Would there be a legal action there?
He's always angry.
It's always possible, angry. Isn't it? You know? Grief.
We'll talk about opposites there. A more mild-mannered member of the legal profession you wouldn't find anywhere. Paul's from MDS Legal, and nice to have you on the show again.
Great to be here, Harvey, as always. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. Haven't been in the courts, thankfully, so it's all good.
Good place to keep out of. Very good place to keep out of.
25 years in business, never had a problem. No. Not little bits and pieces, but we've always sorted it out, but never been in court, which is good.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's not some great news for Paul, but anyway.
That's right. Well, Paul's experience, and certainly MDS, is very broad and certainly assists the Real Estate Institute on a whole variety of matters. Mm. Because there's always some legal issue, isn't there?
There is, mate. Yeah, yep, and it's always better to use lawyers at the front end of the transaction than the end of the transaction, because it's a lot more expensive when everyone's fighting.
The technical possibilities are of things. People just sometimes race off and do things and think, oh, that'll be okay, without getting the right advice.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, there's serious consequences.
Yes, sirree. Okay, $100 up for grabs again for one of our listeners today, thanks to our good friend Summit Homes. You can access them, summitnewhomes.com.au. And $100 cash will be going to one of our listeners towards the end of the program today. All you need to do is call on 922 11882. We're happy to accept your emails on harvey@6pr.com.au or your texts, 19999677. But we do prefer you to call because we can have a chat to you and you do qualify for the draw. We've got someone up nice and early today, which we do recommend. Alice of Hamilton Hill. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Harvey. How are you?
Going all right, thanks, Al.
That's good. And before I get into the legal stuff, thank you so very much for Dad's funeral.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Alice. Thank you.
And we still have to go out for coffee.
Yeah, we have to, don't we? We made a pact.
Yes, that's right. And my sister and I will definitely be giving you a ring soon, and we will definitely go out for coffee. But thank you so very much. Everybody loved it. It was fantastic.
Chai latte with a big one, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's okay.
He likes yak milk.
Whatever you need. I can bring one up for
He's
you
not
now
fussing,
if you want.
No. We've been through all
that. They've got to be Costa Rican beans.
Yeah.
Slowly roasted.
I've been to hell and back getting coffees this morning, Alice. It's a long story.
I heard you.
Yeah, go on. Fire away.
My problem is... We've subdivided our house, and we sold the block, and they're building on it at the moment. Now, from the 7th of December when they started, they had no power. So we generously let them have a lead from our house to the block, and they've been using our power since then. Nobody has been to see us. The supervisor never came and asked us. It was the bricklayer that actually asked, you know, we could do it, and my husband said, yep, not a problem, we'll do it. Anyhow, they came back and gave us a $100 gift voucher, which, that's okay, but they're still doing it at the moment. Last week, we were told that they were going to put their own green dome in. Well, not last week, about 2 weeks ago. And one Friday afternoon, I came home from work, and they'd had... that wasn't the case. They came through our property in the back. Nobody had rung us to let us know that this was going to happen. They dug up the side of the house where my brand-new fence is, which is leaning over now and almost fallen over, dug up the front of it, and all the cables and everything are still the way it was when he left. Nothing's been done. Nobody's come back to fix the fence. Nobody's come back to put... well, there's a big trench on the outside of my property, and that's pretty dangerous because if people are walking past, someone could fall in. And I have rung and rung and rung, and nobody has gotten back to us. I just want to know what we can do. Now, we've done this, you know, our generosity, you know, to let them have the power and, you
know. Did they offer to pay some money for the power, Alice? Because that is the norm.
$100 gift voucher to Bunnings. That was
okay.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Alice, look, I think in this sort of situation, the natural response would be, we'll turn the power off. But you might have to be a bit careful about that, Alice, because these guys might say, oh, well, we've done a deal with this lady that we've given her a $100 gift voucher on the basis that she'll be giving us some power. So although that would sound to be a pretty weak argument, I don't think I'd just be, at least at first instance, flicking the switch.
Oh, no. We weren't even contemplating that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it seems to me to be reasonable that you'd go to these guys and say, look, I've been prepared to, as a matter of gratuity, give you an opportunity to have a pretty free rein on using my electricity and walking around my property, but basically I'm not prepared to allow that to occur anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're entitled to do a series of things. You're entitled to stop people going onto your property if they're not authorised to do so.
Yep.
You're entitled to charge people if they come to an agreement with you for the provision of electricity services or that sort of thing. If someone's left a big hole on your property, you're entitled to fill it in. Unless they could argue that somehow you've agreed to it again, but I'd be making it clear to them you haven't. If they're not answering your calls, I'd send them a note and say that's what you're going to do.
Could I go to the WA Building Commission?
Oh, look, you might want to give them a call, but I would doubt, given that you're not the person having the building done, that they're going to be involved. But you could give them a call and they'd tell you if it does come within their jurisdiction. But I think, really, at the end of the day, you've given these people an indulgence, and if they're abusing it, you're entitled to withdraw it. So, but I'd just give them a notice first that you're going to do it.
Okay, so who do we do this to? The builder? Because we have asked to speak to construction manager. He won't speak to us. I've spoken to this lady that's supposed to be not the supervisor, but the one that goes through the supervisor or whatever. She told me if I wasn't happy with the $100 gift voucher, that I had to send my bills in, two of my electricity bills, and they'd work it out from there. And I was like, well, we're doing you a favour. You're not doing us any favours.
And look, you're right. To answer your question, I'd be letting both the builder know and the owner, and I'd drop them a note. If they're not answering your calls, I'd drop them a note and tell them what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, because she said to me that my husband and the supervisor had a face-to-face and my husband agreed on the $100 gift voucher. Well, we haven't seen the supervisor at all. Nobody has come to approach us in any way, regardless coming in through
Have you got the voucher? Or is that a virtual voucher?
No, we've got the voucher, but that was 4 weeks ago. But they're still using our power. Now.
Yeah, so it's only really effectively $25 a week.
Well, again, I think that's important to put it in writing to them. I'd send them a note. I wouldn't write them War and Peace, but I'd set out what the position is and that this was the arrangement and you were drawing it and that you never agreed to what others might be now contending.
Okay, so write to the builders or email them or whatever.
Yeah, and copy it to the owner. Yep.
And a copy to the owner?
Yeah.
Okay, and then go from there.
Yeah, that's right.
They should be able to get their power box in. Gosh, things are slowing down a little bit in building. And
the line's there, but...
just haven't got their act together.
They've plunked underneath our aggregate driveway, which is only 6 months old, which was $7,000, and I don't even know if that's going to break now. because they haven't come back to do anything.
Well, make sure you take photos of that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so that you've got evidence to show that it's in perfect condition prior to the construction.
And, of course, Alice, if people are busting up your property and not fixing it, you've got various legal rights to take action against them.
Okay, all right then.
Good on you, Alice. Thanks for your call. We'll catch up soon.
Go get them, Alice.
I will catch up with you soon, Harvey.
You take care, dear. All right.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Robert of Beechbro. G'day, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good day, Robert.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Got a bit of an issue. I purchased off the plan apartment in a group of nine back in 2013, June of 2013, put a $20,000 deposit down on the property, under the impression it was going to be completed by April of 2014.
Yep.
It's still in the process of being built. They're, I think at the moment, putting the roof on the... It's only a two-story apartment. Yeah, the problem was...
they had some issue, obviously.
The developer gave money to the builder. The builder then put that money to another project that he was working on.
It's a bit naughty.
So if I am to break that contract, I lose my $20,000 deposit and I have to pay any shortfalls if the property is sold at a loss. Is there any way around that?
Well, I guess, I know Paul will jump in here and say, well, first thing you do is go to your contract.
Exactly.
And there should be some time periods in there.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing in there at all on time periods. There's nothing there stating it's got to be built within such and such time.
The Strata Titles Act would take over. And
yeah, what does it say about settlement in there, Robert?
Oh, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. Settlement once... completion of the apartment, I suppose.
Yeah. Look, I think to maybe start off with the bad news, of course, if you were to be breaching the contract in a way that they could sue you for damages in this market where we've had falling prices, you know, that could get ugly because their sale price that they might get when they're trying to minimise their damages might leave a fairly big shortfall. So what I'd be advising that you do is that you get some sound legal advice where you take the contract in, and that you consult with a lawyer or someone who's an expert in the area and get some advice as to exactly what the contract is saying and what you can then do. Now, the Strata Titles Act has various provisions in it that could be relied upon, and you might also be able to argue that there's an implied term as to the basis upon which the building's to be completed. Obviously, these sorts of things... when you are buying a property, the seller can't, in effect, provide you with a property when they feel like it in, you know, 25 years' time. So there are various legal rights
that
you can have.
There's always got to be time, doesn't
there? There does. So I think you'll find that there are steps that you could take. There are very strict provisions that apply to strata contracts as to the way in which a developer has to comply, and if they breach those complying features, or if they vary the contract in a way that they're not entitled to do, then you have fairly wide powers to get out of the contract. So I certainly wouldn't be just letting it go through to the keeper, and I wouldn't let it just so that you keep waiting. I'd go and do something about it and get some proper advice. But you need to get someone with the contract who applies it to your set of circumstances.
Robert, did you buy it through a real estate agent?
Yeah, the selling agent, they've had a gutful of the actual developer. Now, they've done what they've had to do. I think they've sold, I think, four off the plan, and now they've palmed the remaining five to another agent. When I put the $20,000 down, it's a 2x1 at $325,000 in Thornley. So at the end of the day, I don't think they'd make a loss on that. Who would you recommend to actually speak to, like a lawyer? Is there any...
There's a legal firm. I'm just trying to think about it. It starts with M. It finishes with S. And D's the middle letter, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you have a pen?
I can get a pen. Just bear with me. I've got one in the car. So I've just pulled off onto the side of the road.
Good on you. Grab a pen because we'll steer you in the right direction. Paul cool. Donovan is in the studio, and he's very embarrassed because he doesn't push his own barrow. We'll push it for him.
Yeah.
MDS Legal, and there are two Irwin, Level 2, Irwin Chambers, 16 Irwin Street in Perth, and the number is 9325.
Yep.
9353.
9353, cool.
Yeah. All right. I recommend. In fact, the firm have just helped a friend of mine, actually, who got himself into a contract and wanted to get out of it and managed to do so. So
with these trying times, like 20,000 at the end of the day is a lot of money to let go,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I bought another property, so it's just dragged on and on and on, and I just kind of had a gut for the whole situation.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, and the final thing that I'd say, Robert, whether you're consulting with MDS Legal or any other lawyers, what you do when you ring up, and what certainly we do with our clients, is that you tell them what their options are, so they're not sort of the next thing involving themselves in massive litigation that costs a hell of a lot of money. So that's the trick, whether you phone MDS or anyone else.
I'll find out
what are my options in all of this.
Yeah, I'll call MDS on Monday. No dramas at all. Many thanks, guys.
Good on you, Robert. You're more than welcome. All righty, we'll pay some bills in a minute. Brendan McCullum, the New Zealand captain, is steaming along nicely, leading his side to a fairly good first-inning score, you would think, after a shaky start. He's on 118. Corey Anderson is not out on 48, and New Zealand have recovered from being at one stage, 4 for 74. They are now 4 for 210, so doing okay in the second test.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Sports Today.
G'day, Josh Kennedy. You seem to have added to your midfield depth and your high half forwards, you know, Jetta, Redden, those type of players. How have they fitted in?
Yeah, they've been fantastic, mate. They're really good fellas, and Redo's obviously battling a little bit of injury. Jetta's been on fire since he first rocked up, and he's a funny fella, and he gets around. His skills and the way he moves. So we're really looking forward to having him, you know, run up and down the wings at Subi Oval.
Sports Today. Weeknights from 6 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Everyone who's anyone knows Bayswater Mazda should be the only place you go when you're looking for a Mazda. Their range of new and used vehicles alone is the reason people are flocking to Bayswater Mazda. The guys will help you with all your servicing needs, or maybe you're looking for parts and accessories. They can do that too. Test drive your new Mazda today. For more info and selection of cars, visit BayswaterMazda.com.au.
Don't risk your safety cleaning gutters. Top of the Ladder Gutter Cleaning are the experts for cleaning roofs, gutters, downpipes or solar panels. For prompt quality service and affordable prices, contact Dave at topoftheladder.com.au for a free quote. topoftheladder.com.au.
Keelin Training Services. 16 years on and they are still the industry preferred training providers for traffic management, traffic control, chainsaw, manual tasking, risk management, white card, first aid and a lot more. Complete your white card online for just $60. Or why not invite Keelin Training Services to your next toolbox or management meeting and get all your training questions answered. For a full list of training services, go to keelin.com.au. That's keelyn.com.au.
638,000 Australian kids are disadvantaged. What was their last school day like? How did they feel in a hand-me-down uniform that didn't fit? Without a new bag or the support they need to keep up at school. The Smith family asks you to please think about the thousands of Aussie kids who will go without. This year, sponsor a child less fortunate than yours and make a real difference. To find out more, visit thesmithfamily.com.au.
I'm now speaking with Angelo Tomasoni from Summit Home Improvements about their home renovation service. A very good morning to you, Angelo. Welcome to the program and tell us more.
Hi, Harvey. I wanted to inform listeners today who have been thinking of renovating about Summit Home Improvements. We offer a complete home renovation service from concept, council approval and on-site project management to after-build service. From ground floor extensions to innovative second story additions, our highly trained professionals can tell you what is possible for your home.
That sounds exciting. What are some of the benefits of renovating with Summit Home Improvements?
Well, building and renovating can be daunting, so the benefit with us is that we're there every step of the way. Our building team look to minimise any disruption or changes to your normal routine, so the process is as easy and as seamless as possible. We even follow up with a six-month maintenance service and a lifetime structural guarantee.
Good stuff. Well, Angelo, how do listeners get in touch?
Well, your listeners can visit our stunning showroom with a double-storey display at 83 McCoy Street, Myree. They can also book a free design consultation on 6365 2942, or jump online at summithomeimprovements.com.au. And also, Harvey, I'll be in next week to answer any questions listeners may have on renovating.
Oh, good on you, Angelo. We're going to ask you if you might be available, because it's a very interesting field of property, and I'm sure you'll get lots of calls. We look forward to your appearance on our show next week, mate. Take care. What's your coffee?
A flat white.
So we'll just replicate the order from today. Good on you, Angelo. Have a great weekend, mate.
No problem. See you then.
See you, buddy. And that was Angelo Tomasoni from Summit Home Improvements.
After a forklift that stacks up on quality, value and productivity, Toyota Material Handling has the solution. Call your local branch for new, used or rental forklifts. 1-800-425-438 or see toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Doors Plus 4-day sale is on now. Visit the showroom for up to 50% off. Sale ends Monday. Download the catalogue at doorsplus.com.au.
Doors Plus, no fuss.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Rob Drewitt in the studio, as he always is. Paul Donovan is our special guest today, and he is from MDS Legal to answer all your tricky little legal questions that crop up from time to time when you're involved in property negotiations. A little quiet on the switchboard at the moment, so keep Gemma busy on 922 11882. Get in nice and early. We don't want to leave it too late, and then you miss out, of course, and we can't deal with your call. Hello, Karen at North Beach.
Yeah, hi. Look, I've got a property which we bought it and subdivided it.
Right.
And so we've got a common driveway, which the people that are building at the back, it's just their driveway. We've got our own driveway. And while they've been doing their building, without any consultation with us, they have ripped up the driveway, put in just gravel, ripped out some trees that were lining the driveway, and now they've sent us a letter saying that they want to put in a new driveway. And because it's common property, because it's common property, they want us to pay for half of it. So what's the situation?
That sounds
nice try.
A little bit cheeky to me.
Well, the driveway, I mean, it's common property, but the driveway that was there before was a perfectly good driveway, and it just went to their property, you know. So I'm just wondering.
Do you use that driveway as well for access?
No, not at all.
No. Well, first of all, it sounds to me like if it's common property, it's part of the strata, obviously, so you've got a unit entitlement to it as well as they do.
Yeah.
But if they have damaged it by the sounds of it, well, then they need to repair it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and Karen, it's a little bit like the position that Alice was in, who phoned earlier on, that people can't just bust up property whether or not it's owned by an individual or indeed if it's owned by the strata company. And, of course, common property is owned by the strata company. So the strata company's got an entitlement to take action in the same way that an individual would have. Just the other thing that I'd be suggesting is that this sort of thing can sound an insurance if for some reason it was difficult to get the dough out of the builder or the other owner or whoever might be responsible. So I'd be letting the insurer of the strata company know that that this damage has occurred, and they can be a very valuable backup if things go badly. But I certainly wouldn't be paying the half that they've asked for. It's been damaged by the other owner and their builder, and they've got an obligation to fix it, it would seem.
Yeah, well, as I said, they ripped it up without consulting us at all.
Yeah.
And took out trees without consulting us, and I thought it was a bit cheeky for them to then say, oh, well, we want to put in a new driveway now.
Yeah.
So do you think, because we haven't responded to their email, I was just a bit worried about whether, you know, how to respond.
Well, the first thing I'd do, as I say, is I'd contact the insurer. The second thing I'd do is I'd respond pointing out really what you've pointed out in your call, that they did this damage in circumstances where they took action without conferring with anyone, without giving advice that they were going to even be doing it. And in any event, the damage that they've done is something that they're responsible for fixing, and that far from being prepared to pay 50%, the strata company would be seeking that it be fully repaired by that builder and owner. Now, of course, that's something that you need to formally do through the activities of the strata company rather than you as an individual. It's common property. It's not yours, but other than that legal technicality, I'd be writing a measured letter, of course,
yeah.
But setting out what the position of the strata company is and that the strata company is entitled to insist that it be repaired.
Yeah, okay, because they're just getting quotes at the moment, and that's what, you know, they were letting us know, and that because, you know, they pointed out it's common property, so therefore, you know, you'll be required to be contributing to it, you know. So.
Well, not if it's their fault at damaging it. Was it a brick driveway?
It was a concrete driver, you know, the concrete driver where it's sort of in segments, and that was perfectly good. There was only one little part up near the road that probably could have been repaired.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they chose to do what they've done.
No, I've been saying that they have to replace it.
Yeah, and as Rob said a moment ago, taking photos and that sort of thing to have some evidence as to what it all looked like is a good idea.
We had photos of what it was like and that before.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Okay, bye.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Karen. And Adrian of Golden Bay, you will be next up after the break.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. It's the hottest seat on Perth TV.
Millionaire Hot Seat, 5:30 weeknights on Channel 9.
Watch Millionaire Hot Seat and listen to 6PR's morning program with Gary Adsett the next weekday morning. Answer our question for your chance to get your hand on a grand.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Over 2 weeks, there's $10,000 in cash to be won.
Thank you.
Get into the Millionaire Hot Seat weeknights on Channel 9 and listen to mornings from 8:30 weekdays with Gary Adsett on 882 6PR. It's an open and shut case. If you want a locally made custom kitchen, the choice is Joyce. Visit one of our three conveniently located showrooms or joycekitchens.com.au.
Once every 4 years, all eyes are on this one huge event.
DVG Maddington's Isuzu's Leap Year Sale. Save thousands with once-in-a-leap year deals on all 2015 plated new and demo models. But with limited stock, don't wait another 4 years to get the best deal on your new Isuzu Ute. The DVG Maddington 2015 plate clearance ends February 29. Corner Albany Highway and Kelvin Road, Maddington. DL 14687.
638,000 Australian kids are disadvantaged. What was their last school day like? How did they feel in a hand-me-down uniform that didn't fit, without a new bag or the support they need to keep up at school? The Smith family asks you to please think about the thousands of Aussie kids who will go without. This year, sponsor a child less fortunate than yours and make a real difference. To find out more, visit thesmithfamily.com.au.
At Pain Away, it's about the pain. The whole pain and nothing but the pain. It's now easier to use Pain Away when you're on the go with the new Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion. It doesn't matter where you are, at the beach, the golf course, the bowling green, even on holidays, everyday Australians to elite professional athletes are now using our easy-to-apply Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion.
Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion is available in all leading pharmacies.
It's pain relief for when you're on the go.
Always read the label. Use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
If you achieve nothing else this weekend, you must get into Masters, where you'll find 4 litres of Pascal ready to go, prep, ceiling, interior and exterior paint for just $10. Yes, 4 litres of Pascal paint, priced to clear for an unbelievable $10, only at Masters. Is this Australia's lowest price for 4 litres of paint? $10 for 4 litres of Pascal ready to go. Prep, ceiling, interior and exterior paint. Get in quick. Offer must end Wednesday, only at Masters.
In the Weekend West,
Sculpture by the Sea returns to Cottesloe in just a few weeks, and this year they've got a couple of treats in store, including an artist flying out of a pine tree on a boogie board. Travel editor Stephen Schofield takes you on a luxurious river cruise through the heart of exotic Burma.
Also in the Weekend West,
comedian Ruby Wax tells why she wants everyone to become a little bit less frazzled, and Rob Broadfield discovers a great new kid-friendly restaurant down south.
Only in the Weekend West.
Gotta love it when your favourite things don't change. At Liquorland, we have the same low prices on over 40 of our favourite drinks every day. Like Matua Marlboro Sauve Blanc, a low $11 every day. Yep, every day. Gotta love low prices at Liquorland.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922 11 882.
And in the studio with Rob and myself today is Paul Donovan from MDS Legal. He's been beavering away there. He's brought in voluminous, you know, you see lawyers' offices, they've got these great leather-bound volumes and all that behind their desks. He's brought half of them in today. And you've been doing a bit of research, mate, there on Robert's call.
Yeah, no, look, we had a look at what Robert was saying. You remember we said that ultimately it depends upon the contract. Very often what happens, Harvey, in relation to strata title transactions is developers will have their own contracts, so you again need to have a look at the specific contract. But it is worthwhile noting that in the general conditions for the sale of land, which often apply to these sorts of things because they're the easiest way to have the conditions apply, there is a requirement upon the seller to proceed with a plan building of a strata lot as soon as possible. So they have to start it as soon as possible and proceed. Now, it can become a debate as to what's as soon as possible, but you'd think that if someone was supposed to have a building done in 2014 and they're still struggling around in 2016, that's one avenue that you might
look
at.
He may very well, unless that contract's been amended and some special provision in there, he may very well be able to get out of it on that time clause.
He could, and certainly...
Which is fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But again, a lot of developers will chop those sorts of clauses out sometimes. But even if that was chopped out and even if the developer had left nothing in there, a developer can't just sit there and, as I said earlier, spend 25
endless
years
contract.
That's right. The law's going to, at the very least, infer a provision and a requirement into it.
Right. Good on you. Thanks for that, Paul. Now, Adrian joins us from Golden Bay. Hello, Adrian.
Oh, how you going, Harvey?
Good, mate. Thank you.
Okay, so I've got an interesting question. It just came to surface recently. I got some appraisals on my house to sell before Christmas.
Right.
And then I've actually done it again after Christmas. I've actually lifted the house. And the house had only been on the market a couple of weeks. And then we got an offer, which we rang through to us by the agent. And it was a lot lower than in the price range which we put on. And I got a bit huffy-puffy, and then what happened was the real estate agent went back to the people and said, why are you not in that price range? And they came back and said, oh, the house was on the market last year or the year before for this price, so the market's gone down till we've gone lower. And the real estate agent come back, did you have your house in the market? I said, you know, you're the third agent out of all the appraisals to mention that to us. Yet we've had the house 6 years, and it wasn't on the market last year or the year before. Mm. And then... she also said, oh, did you try and rent it out? I said, what are you on about? And she said, it's been listed as a realer thing. And I'm ringing up saying, how did this get through? And we think it's been mixed up with the property next door.
Could be. It's amazing the stuff that's on the internet, unfortunately. I mean, there's websites on the internet which will value your house, believe it or not, which are, I think, quite frankly, completely misleading, because how can a website value your house? I mean, it's just absurd. So, you know, it really does give people the wrong impression. Could very well be the case. I suppose the thing to do is try and find out where they got that information from. What website were they looking on? Where did they see it? And then
it was on Realer, because my agent said she's had to get in contact. Is it called Craft or something, the thing or whatever? She said only real estate agents have their access to it, and they've shut it down. And she said,
don't know, it doesn't ring a bell to me.
Yeah, the potential buyer, we kind of think, how did they get hold of that information? My agent said you can't Google it and find it or whatever. So I'm going, well, hang on, I need Realer to say to me, who did it, and was it on Realer, and what? How did this happen? I mean, I liken this to the Nigerian scammers sort of thing in the background. they've moved into WA.
Well, yeah, well, it's obviously the wrong information somewhere there. But did you say, I mean, the best way to find out would be your current agent that's listed it, get them to track it down. And were you saying it was on the Real Estate Institute website?
Yeah, that's right. That's what she said. And when she said it, I said, why are you the third agent to spread that at me? Because they were using that as an appraisal tool.
Okay.
To say, well, you've tried to sell it not that long ago, blah, blah, and this is the prices we're looking at. And then I'm going, well, hang on, I hadn't had time to ring up Realer and say, can somebody do an investigation to me to find out how my house, which we think we know who the agent was, but we're working off memory offer for sale sign next door.
Yeah, look, Adrian, I haven't heard of a system called Craft associated with Realer.com, so it may well be that in a Chinese whispery sort of way that a real estate site's been blamed. That's not actually the case. So, but I think, as Rob has said, you should get your agent to find out on the primary listing sites, and as you know, there's quite a few, mm-hmm. not just Rewa, find out where that comes from. It would seem that probably there's some form of error that's been made, and obviously that needs to be corrected. Yep. Now, of course, when just going back to the start of your call, agents actually have an obligation in broad terms to be putting offers to you. So obviously that's something that the agent was proper to do. And if you get an offer and it's not a an offer that you're interested in, well, then obviously, as probably you've done, you just say, I'm not interested in it.
Sorry.
Or
you counter it.
Yeah.
No. She said that. And then I'm going, well, hang on. You know, when they base the information on, an error or whatever it made, you know, last year or the year before, that they're working off something that they've got hold of info to say my house was on the market for this price. And in actual fact, I've got it on the market for
slightly higher. They need to be educated that was a mistake and not correct.
So correct the error, and you can go back to them. But, you know, often people in the negotiation will maybe gild the lily a bit too as to why they're making the offer to try to justify it. But you're obviously, as a seller, entitled to stand your ground.
No, that's right. No, trying to work out how did the error happen. I mean, I'm going, how did that happen in such, the real estate industry puts itself in such a high parallel professionalism. And I've had these sort of issues over the years, and you're going, this reeks of incompetence.
Mm. Well, I'd go back to the agent, see where it came from. If it was a mistake, Rewa agents do have a very good system, which they need to be able to do their work, obviously, which shows all of the sales and information. Perhaps there's some wrong information in there. If Rewa knows about that, they'll correct it very quickly, I can assure you.
No, that's right.
Good man.
And Harvey?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of your funerals. Yeah, you're bloody good. I said, my wife, I want Harvey to do the job.
Yeah, well, book early to avoid disappointment, Adrian. Thank you, Adrian.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much.
I bet it's a long way off.
Yeah, miles away.
You'll be retired.
Yeah, you'll be coming to mine, mate. Don't worry about that. Carol of 2J. G'day, Carol.
Good morning to you, Paul, Robin, Harvey. How are you all this morning?
We're well, thank
Carol.
You.
How are you? Carol.
A little bit nervous about talking to you, but this is a planning.
Oh, don't be nervous. We'll be gentle on you. How can we help you?
Thank you. Well, I'm really hoping you can help, because I'm trying to get help from all sorts of people and getting some brick walls, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
It's a planning issue.
Right.
It's regarding a neighbour. We're on 3 acres of land, by the way, and so is the neighbour, and we're looking at a residential development zoning with an R code of 2.5. Which both of us have got. He's decided, as far as we can work out from the website for the local shire, that all outbuildings that anyone would like to build need to be behind the residential house. But he's actually put in an application to build it 50 metres down from his house, but very, very near to us. Originally it was a 135-metre square building. They call it an outbuilding, but from what we can gather, it's going to be a farm shed with tractors and fuel and various other flammable substances in it. And he has offered to put up some tree screening, eucalyptus, which unfortunately isn't the best in fires. I mean, the actual building itself is very, very near to our bedroom, bathroom, toilet, and will also over, not that there'll be windows in it, but you'll be able to see this pretty ugly thing from both our front and rear entertaining areas.
He's obviously got planning approval for this?
Well, it actually has to go to the Shire meeting, which comes up next week.
Yep. Okay. And so you'll be able to put an argument about the fact that you feel that there's an issue with your privacy and so on?
Look, we have, and they don't believe that there is. Some of their measurements are a little bit different to what we actually see here, because he's already done his platform, and it's actually only 4 metres away from our fence line. And fences here, unfortunately, can only be a metre high. Mm,
that's right. Generally pretty open fencing too, you know. So.
Oh, very much so, very much so. And the fact that his platform that he's built is certainly a good part of it is 2 metres high, and we're going to have a 4-metre-plus building on top of that. You know, you're looking at a structure that's nearly or possibly over 6 metres high. The recommendation from the Shire has been to approve it.
Right.
Yeah, well, Carol, what I'd be doing is probably three things. I'd be first of all pointing out to the Shire officers what the reality is, if you think that some of the information that they've been given perhaps is incorrect. So I'd be certainly in writing specifying that for them, in writing and probably having a chat with them as well. Secondly, I'd be probably having a chat to your local member, your councillor, having a chat with them and let them know that you're going to be attending the meeting. That's the third thing that you should do, that you should attend the meeting. My experience in these sorts of things is that very often either the council officers will realise that there's more to this than what they first thought, or alternatively, even at the actual council meeting, when you explain things to the councillors can go, well, hang on a minute, this has got its problems. So I'd certainly be also boning up on exactly what it is that the particular code permits and things like screening and all of that sort of jazz. And
I've had a chat with the Shire and certainly the planning department, certainly one gentleman in the planning department has been very good in as far as, you know, there's a lot of things that they apparently can't control, can't do anything about, like the noise and the light. And
When is the meeting, Carol? When is the meeting?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So it's probably a bit short notice, because the other thing you could have done is perhaps go to a planning company and get them to analyse the rules and regulations and code, and then put a very strong case to say that it's non-complying. In that case, then the council will have to say, oh, wait a minute, we've got an issue here, we can't just approve this. But it might be a bit short notice for that now.
Well, at the very least, you could give someone a ring and get that advice to on an initial basis.
Okay, good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Carol. We are fast running out of time, folks. If you want to talk to Rob or Paul, you need to call right now. We may have time for one or two more calls. Good news if you're an Aussie cricket fan, Brendan McCullum is out. Outski caught Nathan Lyon bowl James Pattinson for 145. Corey Anderson's not out, 63. And presumably BJ Watling, Bradley John Watling, will approach the crease and join Corey Anderson, not out, 63. So New Zealand in their first innings, 5 for 253.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Wake up with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
What about this? I hear a well-known cabinet minister defied the Premier and took a free trip on the train to the East Coast over Christmas. How did he justify taking a taxpayer-funded holiday?
He deserved it.
That would be on the Indian Pacific, would it?
Well, yeah. It's the only way you can
Where
hit
else
east.
Could you go?
Unless he went to Midland. He would have been on a transfer.
Well, that wouldn't be a holiday, would it?
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Considering retirement living? Halls Head Retirement Village by Stockland is surrounded by gorgeous beaches and nature reserves. It's the perfect place for a relaxing lifestyle. There's a great range of one and two bedroom villas available for as little as $195,000. Plus, you can get $10,000 cash back on selected villas. Conditions apply. Find out more. Free call 1-800-727170 or visit stocklandretire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place to retire your way.
What do you want in a medical centre? 100% bulk build, a convenient location. How about one that's open every day of the year, 7 days a week? That's exactly what you get at Sorrento Medical Centre. If you require treatment and care plans for chronic diseases like diabetes and asthma, or if you're after a free skin check or mental health assessment, you'll find it at Sorrento Medical Centre. They're even an accredited travel vaccination centre. See sorrentomc.com.au. Perth Window and Door Replacement has your home covered this summer. Don't let scorching hot days affect your indoor living. Perth Window and Door Replacement can help you shut out the heat while keeping your home looking stylish. Browse their huge range of quality sliding and bifold doors and double glazed windows. They can even enclose your alfresco area and design, supply and install. Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, 9200-2282, or Google Perth Window and Door Replacement Company now.
Are you over 50? Are you getting the insurance offers that you deserve? 50 Up Club research suggests many over 50s are not getting the insurance offers they deserve. That's why they've launched the MA 50 Plus campaign, and they've been overwhelmed with the response. 20,000 of you joined up in just a few days, so now they're shooting for double that, 40,000 registrations. 50 Up's buying power can negotiate the better home and car insurance offers you deserve because you are the insurance industry's best customers. Safer, more loyal, and you should be rewarded. So get on board at 50upclub.com.au. It's free to join, so join today at 50upclub.com.au.
If you're not in the car right now, you probably should be. Parkland Mazda's Saturday demo sales are on, and we're doing deals across the range. 2015 Mazda 3 demos from 19,800 drive away. 2015 Mazda 2 demos from just 15,980 drive away. Plus 2015 demo clearance prices on the sporty CX-5, CX-3 and the VT50 range. We won't be beaten on any demo deals. So zoom into Parkland Mazda. Saturday sales must end 1 p.m. today. ParklandMazda.com.au. Deal 12942.
Gotta love it when your favourite things don't change. At Liquorland, we have the same low prices on over 40 of our favourite drinks every day. Like Villa Maria Private Bin Sav Blanc, a low $12 every day. Yep, every day. Gotta love low prices. At Liquorland.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Sports World with Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Steve Malaxis. Time for just one call, unfortunately. Thanks to everyone who has called today, and sorry for those who couldn't get through. Nick of Darlington. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Harvey. Good morning, Paul, Rob.
G'day, Nick.
After listening to some of your callers, I'm not feeling so alone.
It's a minefield out there, mate.
There's always problems. Yeah. That's life.
But, I live, to cut a long story short, I live on a strata title block with my partner. We own the unit that we're in. It's a bush block in the hills.
Right.
The other unit is being rented out to a woman with psychological problems. But anyway, we won't go into that. Ever since this woman has been here, she's torn up vegetation, she's put down brickwork, she's done all sorts of things which we believe is illegal without permission. We've tried to talk to the other owners. They don't want to know about it. They just let her have free rein on whatever she wants to do, and she has done quite a bit of damage. It's a beautiful block. We have a feeling that they're trying to get us off the block, they're trying to force us off the block so they can buy this million-dollar block in the hills. Further to that, they brought someone onto the property the other day and put up flood lighting and security cameras around her unit. She's got this idea that we're
sounds a little dodgy to me. Yeah,
what, yeah. Mate, we are running out of time. What's your question, please?
All right, my question is, the bloke who came onto the block was very abusive towards my partner when she approached him about what was going on. The people who own the other unit sent a text saying that what they're doing is illegal under the tenancy rules and regulations.
The Strata Titles Act, mate.
And, well, they didn't mention the Strata Title Act, but the tenancy rules and regulations regarding their tenant, that she was able to put up these security cameras and floodlights without our permission. And I'm just wondering where we go from there.
Well, very quickly, first thing is that it's a strata company issue. So you need to look at the bylaws of the strata company, and the strata company can, of course, pass its own resolutions in relation to conduct. The SAT has jurisdiction to, that is the State Administrative Tribunal, has jurisdiction to deal with various disputes in relation to strata management and that type of thing. People can't just conduct themselves in a strata title development in any way which that they feel like. You are entitled as a member of a strata company to take action. I'd also, if you've got someone who's a tenant and causing difficulties, there can also be a spillover effect that can give rise to an interest from the local council or shire if someone's behaving in a way that is feral and is unacceptable for the locals generally.
And you're talking to the owner about that as well.
Yeah, and it's probably something that...
Dishing them with a breach.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's ultimately the owner's responsibility as the owner of the property, either dealing with shire matters or dealing with the strata company itself. And so, again, just generally, it's probably something that you need to get some specific advice on, but I certainly wouldn't, again, let it let it all just
You might also want to talk to the local shire as well on, about a compliance order if they're building and it's not approved.
Absolutely, yes, definitely.
Good. Thank you very much for your call, Nick. Thank you for your text, David. It's a massive text. We'll deal with that next week.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.